Music is the lifeblood of New Orleans, but after Katrina, New Orleans jazz, blues, and zydeco artists were scattered across the nation. Now Habitat for Humanity, with help from musicians Harry Connick Jr. and Branford Marsalis, has launched an ambitious housing development called Musicians Village. Its purpose is to bring back the people who keep the city's cultural heritage alive. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
So much of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina has been painted in black and white. But here in the Upper Ninth Ward, New Orleans' future is a rainbow. Volunteers of all races build candy-colored new homes, sold below cost to returning New Orleanians. Rhea McCauley of Ypsilanti, Michigan, came with her daughter and plans to volunteer for a year.
Our aunt is Rosa Parks. I feel that if Auntie Rosa had been well, the last stage of her life, she would have lent her name, her energy to helping Katrina victims. She just would have. I'm so convinced.
Tiana Scott of Charlotte, North Carolina, volunteers through the AmeriCorps program. She's taking a break from studying marine biology and loves the work she's doing now.
The best thing, absolute best, was the dedication of the houses and when they all had their keys and were jingling them. I definitely got teared up because these are people that I've worked with and know that they're great people and they're just trying to get by. One of them was a 23-year-old musician who can't afford to stay in New Orleans if it weren't for Habitat because the rent's gotten so high.
Mind you, the work's not easy. Lightning struck the construction site right between two volunteers. That day, they packed up early. But nothing seems to faze Bob Marie, the Development and Church Relations Coordinator for New Orleans Habitat for Humanity.
Okay, we're going to end up building 75 homes here. In addition to that, right across the street behind you is a place where we'll have the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music and five elder-friendly doubles. It'll actually be 10 rental units that we're going to set aside for our older musicians that, you know, for whom home ownership is not necessarily the right answer at their time in life.
So, Bob, I'm wondering if you can give us a tour.
Sure.
of the house.
Okay, well, we're standing in the orange house, a nice burnt orange, and we're in the kind of the combination kitchen, living room, dining room, family area. That's the first area you enter in the home. Our homeowners choose from a palette of tile for carpet if they want carpet in the home, and their countertops, both for the kitchen and the bathroom. There's a single bathroom. This home has three bedrooms.
Why don't you show us the rest of the house?
Okay. We got typical ceiling fans. This would be over the seating area. And then there's a hall that runs back. The house is about 1,100 square feet.
Now, although some of these houses are finished, are there any residents in them yet?
No. You may have noticed as you walked around that the electrical connections haven't been made. We do have electricity in the area, but we're not tied into it on any of the homes yet. And I don't think the water, electricity, and sewage service has been restored to, I think, just about all New Orleans, certainly in this area. But we have not had the connections made between the homes and, you know, those essential services yet.
A few houses down, a nattily-dressed new homeowner greets us on the porch of his house.
I'm pretty happy for what they did with it, you know. This is all volunteer work, and it's great. I just love it.
He's J.D. Hill, a musician who stayed in his home for a week after Katrina until officials told him he had to move. He and his girlfriend evacuated through the convention center.
Wow, the debris that was out there was a joke. Baby carriages, wheelchairs, clothes. You can smell the stench of bodies, you know. I mean, people dying right in front of your eyes, and not a thing people can do about it.
J.D. plays the blues, and bluesmen are no strangers to pain. In addition to surviving Katrina, J.D. is recovering from a mugging that left him with a shattered jaw. Devastating, considering that one of the instruments he plays is the harmonica.
I've been playing harmonica for about 46 years. It's one of my first toys. I'll be 51 in November. But I play congas, rub board, little guitar. I play tambourine with my foot, little bass drums and guitar. I try to do a little bit of everything. That way you can work.
JD's jaw is healing, and he proudly shows off the property he can't wait to move into.
This is my back porch. My property, you see that house, the Habitat's building over there? My property line goes all the way to that fence back there. I got the longest lot.
You're a lucky man.
Oh, yeah. Gonna have me a garden.
We go back to his front porch, where he introduces us to a musician he plays with, Deacon John. They improvise a song about a familiar theme, Katrina.
I just wanna fix Katrina so she won't come back again.
Even Katrina can't dampen their love for music.
Cold ground was my bed last night.
Yeah, I love playing my music, and I think this is the best place in the world if you want to be a musician. Almost every top-name musician in the world know about New Orleans musicians, and that's no doubt about it, and I'm happy for them, too. Just like me having this house.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.
I woke up this morning, I'm one in the world.
You can see pictures of the Musician's Village and hear more of J.D. Hill's music at our website at npr.org. Tomorrow, we revisit New Orleans resident Brenda Morris, a single mother of four displaced after Hurricane Katrina. She's since returned to the city, but 1 year later, how has the storm affected her daily life and family? We'll find out tomorrow.
I just wanna fix Katrina, but she never come back again. Oh, I'm gonna let JD sing one now. Come on and put something in here for me too.